of International.
He has moved from America.
He's
our main pilgrim.
He has come
to preach the word
of Christ, Uganda,
most about the Uganda matters.
It is so good to be here.
Chamukisa nyo kubera wano.
I'm very humbled to be with these men.
Musanyufu nyo era siminyo kuba na abasajja ba Katonda bano.
To be with all of you.
No kubera namwe mwena.
It has been a long 3 years since I have been able to come because of the pandemic.
Jibadde myaka ng'esatu nga ayagalira okujja wano naye olw'okubeera okulwadde nga tasobola.
But Africa is like a second home to me, especially. So it's very good to be home.
Africa ga walinga wakawe wakubiri era asanyuse nnyo okubeera ewaka.
Almost 40 years ago,
emyaka nga 40 emabega,
I was very sick.
Yalwala nnyo.
In my mind and in my emotions.
Nalwala mu birowoozo ate ne mu mbeera ze.
I was suffering from mental illness.
Yali alwadde obulwadde nga bwa bwongo.
And then Jesus captured my heart.
Naye Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo n'asigala mu mutima gwe.
And he supernaturally healed me.
Era n'amuwonya mu ngeri ya kyamagero.
And for these 40 years I've spent my life telling people that Jesus can heal them too.
Era emyaka 40 gimaze ayigiriza abantu ng'abategeeza nti nammwe Yesu asobola okubawonya.
We know that he can heal our bodies. We've seen that many, many times.
Tukimanyi nti asobola okuwonya emibiri gyaffe kuba twali tukirabyeko.
But even more importantly, he can heal our souls.
Naye n'emyoyo agisobola okugiwonya.
He can transform our emotions.
Asobola n'okukyusa embeera zaffe.
He can heal our minds.
Asobola okuwonya.
He can transform our wills.
Asobola n'okukyusa byetukola oba byetwegomba.
The most important title that I've ever been given is the title Christian.
Naye emirundi mingi ng'abakristu.
That's the thing that means the most to me.
Kyekisinga okukola amakulu ye gyali.
There's a place in 2 Corinthians 13:5.
Waliwo ekifo mu 19:5.
It says the test of being an authentic Christian is Jesus Christ living inside of you.
Kitegeeza nti okubeera ne Mukama waffe okubeera ekigezo ky'oyinza okusanga kubeera ne Mukama waffe Yesu Kristu.
Paul even asked the question to the Corinthians.
Paulo yabuza n'abe Korinti.
He said, "Do you not know
Jesus
lives in you?
Nti Mukama waffe Yesu asula mu mwe.
If you don't know that, then you're not really a Christian."
Bwekyo bw'oba tokimanya awo toli mu Kristu mutuufu.
And what happened to me 40 years ago?
Ekyamutuukako emyaka 40 emabega.
Was not just an encounter with Christ, but an encounter with the reality that Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, had come to live inside of me. He didn't come to live inside of me just to be glad about the fact that my sins were forgiven and I would go to heaven one day. Jesus Christ came to live inside of me because he's the only one who can live a victorious Christian life that brings glory to God every day. In the cathedral at home, we're experiencing a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit. It's a very powerful thing that God is doing. I don't fully understand it, but it's remarkable. And so one of the things I'd ask the Lord is that when I come here at this event, but also when we go to the refugee camps in Budumujyo, that we would carry that fresh wind of the Spirit.
And
the people would have a fresh encounter with God.
And it
is such a privilege to come and honor those who are martyred for Christ
all those years ago.
And of course, there have been many, many more martyrs around the world
who
gladly gave their life to Christ in
death
for the furthering of the gospel to the glory of God because of their love for Jesus. What are the people who were spiritual mentors to me? Who was a spiritual father at a distance? Was Festo Kivengeri. Festo Kivengeri. You know that name, don't you? That's right. When Festo was a school teacher, he had an encounter with the Lord Jesus and was filled with the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit convicted him. And as much as he knew how, he surrendered his life totally to Christ. And from that moment forward, Jesus didn't just live inside of him. Jesus began to live his life through Festo in power. 36 years ago, last Thursday was the 36th year since Festo Kivengeri's death. He's often referred to as an evangelist. But the truth is, if you read his things that he said and listen to his messages, he was more of a revivalist than an evangelist. He did not just have a heart to see people come to Christ. He had a heart for people who all belong to Christ. Totally surrender their life to Christ. So that by the Holy Spirit, Jesus himself could live his life through them. The martyrs of Uganda gave their life for the gospel. And at the heart of the gospel is that Jesus Christ died for you so that risen from the dead, he could live his life through you. The good news of the gospel is bigger than anything we could ever imagine. It's larger than anything we could ever know. Because the gospel offers us to experience in our daily lives whatever culture you're from, to know Jesus himself living his life through us. The theme of this conference, of this gathering, is peace. Jesus Christ is our peace. If Jesus Christ lives in us, then he doesn't just give us peace. We get to experience the peace that Jesus has. And his peace is supernatural. He doesn't just give us strength. He himself in us is our strength. He doesn't give you purity. He himself is our purity. He doesn't give you joy. It's the joy of the Lord that's our strength. It's his joy in every circumstance. He doesn't just give us love for people. He, living in us, loves through us. And he sees every human being through the same set of eyes. He sees every person through the same set of eyes. The eyes of love. And he sees them through our eyes. We're called the body of Christ because we carry the life of Christ. In the short time that I'm with you today, my prayer is that you would catch a vision. That what would your day be like? What would your life be like? If Jesus could clothe himself in your humanity. And live one day through you. What would your day be like? What would it be like for Jesus to live through you? Even just one day. In your set of circumstances. That's the gospel. That's what Jesus offers us. To experience every day of our life. The enemy is a thief. And he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundant. Jesus himself is that abundant life. And Jesus living that life through us is what separates Christianity from everything else. That Jesus would clothe himself in our humanity, in our weaknesses, in our frailty, and in our situation, and in our weakness, we would know his strength being lived out through us. We would know his strength. In our weaknesses being manifested through us, his strength and power. For Paul said, when I'm weak,
then
I'm strong. Again, Festo's message was surrender. Total surrender. Festo's message was, if you want freedom, if you want internal freedom, if you want emotional freedom, if you want to experience victory over the power of sin, if you want to know the abundant life that the Holy Spirit lives through us, then there must be full surrender. That's what we see happening at home. People who've walked with the Lord for many years, allowing the Holy Spirit to show them areas of their life that's not fully surrendered. That's not completely surrendered. They didn't even know that until they gave the Holy Spirit permission. And what has created is a fresh filling. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And Jesus wants to live his life through us by the Spirit. But he can only do that as Lord. And if we want to experience being lived through us, the life of the Lord, then he has to reign in us as the Lord of our life. There's a story I've told many times over the decades, but I think helps communicate what I'm saying. Many, many years ago, many centuries ago, there was a beggar. He was a Christian. Sitting on the side of the road that would lead into an important town. Hoping that as people passed by, they would stop and give him some things. And all he had in his hand was a bowl of rice. That's all that he had. And towards the end of the day, he saw in the distance coming up the road a rich magi, a rich ruler, being carried along. And he thought to himself, maybe this is my blessed day. Maybe this wealthy man will stop and bless me. And so he began to pray that he would stop. As the wealthy ruler came by, he stopped right in front of the beggar. And he got out of his cart.
And
he was being carried along. And he walked over to the beggar. And he asked the beggar for some of his rice. The poor man was stunned that this rich man would ask him for some of his rice.
When
that little bowl of rice was all that he had. This rich man had so much to offer.
And
yet he's asking for some of his rice. So very angrily, he got one grain of rice out of his bowl, and he put it in the rich man's hand. And then the rich man said to him, beggar, would you not give me more than one grain of rice? Now, all this beggar could do was be strong enough not to curse. His eyes were full of tears because he was so angry.
But
this rich man would ask for another grain of rice. And so, this beggar, very angrily, grabbed one more grain of rice and put it in the rich man's hand. And the rich man took his two grains of rice, turned around and got into his cart. And the carriers picked up the cart and carried the rich man away. And the beggar's eyes were closed. There were tears in his eyes from anger. He was murmuring curse words. And then when he opened his eyes, he saw something glistening in his bowl. As he fumbled through the rice, he found one piece of gold, the same size of one grain of rice. And then he got excited. He got excited at that point. He began to fumble through the bowl. And he found one more grain of gold the size of the grain of rice. And he realized that for each grain of rice, the rich man had exchanged that for a piece of gold. As he fumbled through, he didn't find any more.
But
as he saw the rich man going off in a distance, the beggar cried out, if I had known, if I had known, I would have given you the whole bowl. That's the Christian life. So I come to you as your servant. We all carry the same importance because we're in Christ. But I'm here to say to you, if you're ready to make a full surrender, if you're ready to yield everything, then Jesus will release all that he is and all that he has in your life to transform you so that you know the life and life more abundant. Paul said in Romans chapter 12, after the first 11 chapters of Romans,
he
talked about the riches of God's grace that we all possess. And then he said, I urge you. It's actually the word I beg you. So the great apostle Paul speaking to the Romans, and these are people he had never met before. And he wrote this letter and he said, I beg you, in light of the mercies of God, that you would present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable to God. Paul was not too proud, the great apostle, to beg them to fully surrender their lives so they could experience everything that Jesus had for them.
I'm here to beg you
that if anyone here has not fully yielded everything to Jesus, Jesus wants to live his life through you in freedom,
in
power,
in
holiness. But we have to fully surrender. So I love you. And because of the love of Christ, I'm here to beg you, if you want to be filled with all that Jesus is, I know that you're here as Christians. Jesus lives in you, but he wants to fill you
and
give you the life of life more abundant
that
he died for you to experience. Your rice for his gold, every grain. In Jesus' name.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.